not to try to fix things, but to stay with things. In time, a radically different horizon might be glimpsed. It feels above morality and forgiveness, more like redemption or grace, gift or pardon or love. This is what is promised by this apparently unpalatable truth, the impossibility of forgiveness.
The writer Mark Vernon. Tomorrow, at the same time, Baroness Julia Neuberger on why she has no time for vicarious or retrospective forgiveness. That's the essay tomorrow night at 10:45.
Drama on Three presents Garcia Lorca's The House of Bernarda Alba.
I don't think. I give orders.
Following the death of her second husband, tyrannical matriarch Bernarda Alba imposes an 8-year period of mourning over her house and daughters.
There's a storm brewing in every room. Let them all come to kill her.
No!
Bernarda, face of a leopard.
That's the truth!
Drama on Three is The House of Bernarda Alba. This Sunday evening at 10 o'clock here on BBC Radio 3.
This is your duty.
And I shall break the silence to tell you it's 11 o'clock, just gone, and time now for Late Junction with Max Reinhardt.
Thank you very much, Jonathan. Now, back in the 1980s, illegal cassette tapes from the West were holy grail to music fans and musicians in China and the Soviet Union, though sometimes they got mislabeled. And a friend of mine grew up thinking the Osmonds were Led Zeppelin, and vice versa. Not so Shan Ren. They're a band of musicians from the mountains of Yunnan in southwest China. They started playing back in the 90s and they were inspired by both Led Zeppelin and the local music of the Yi and the Hua people, and probably not at all by the Osmonds.
也是我的哟。
你们将摆脱困境，迎接新的人生。
Yeah.
Cluck, old hen. That's an old Appalachian fiddle tune that goes back well over 100 years and played there by Caliphone, the much-loved, deconstructed, reconstructed American old-time roots band from Chicago. And you can't find it on an album. That was actually off a charity record called Shanty Project Collection 3, but it's well worth looking for that track. Pitchfork says of their music, like desert sand, it slowly washes over until it finally crushes you. And perhaps you could say the same for what comes next. South London singer-songwriter Vincent Burke with On Remembrance Day.
When I go by Baltimore, need no carpet on my floor, you come along. Follow me, we'll go down to Galilee. Green, green, rocky road, you're promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love. See that crow up in the sky, he don't walk. He just fly, he don't walk. He don't run, he keep on flapping to the sun. Holland green, green, rocky road, you're promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love. Little Miss Jane, you run to the wall, don't you stumble, don't you fall or don't you sing, don't you shout, when I sing you come running out. Holland green, green, rocky road, you're promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love. Guitar. Yeah. Uh-huh. Soda cracker, does your mama chew tobacco? If your mama chews tobacco, ooga dooga, ooga dooga, soda cracker, yes. Green, green, rocky road, you're promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love. When I go by Baltimore, no carpet on my floor, you come along. Follow me, there's a man in Galilee. Holland green, green, rocky road, you're promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you
Dave Van Ronk's version of Green, Green, Rocky Road, originally on his 1964 album In the Tradition on Prestige. It comes as a great relief when you hear it over the end titles of the Coen Brothers' curiously flat film, Inside Llewyn Davis. That great voice and guitar, his whole style is unmatched throughout the film. That was actually inspired by his life. Now, before that, Lucas Nigley, a percussion virtuoso with black eyes. And now, another eccentric, towering musical figure of the 20th century. Composer Giacinto Scelsi. Famously, he suffered a breakdown and stopped composing for a few years. He spent day after day playing a single note on the piano. The casual observer might have thought that he'd gone mad, but he was, in fact, finding his own path. This is his fourth string quartet, performed by the Arditi String Quartet.
Thank you.
Chelsea's String Quartet No. 4, which the composer believed to be his finest, and it was performed there by the Arditti String Quartet. You're listening to Late Junction with me, Max Reinhardt. That's at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Late Junction on Twitter. Now, till it closed 6 years ago, THF used to be the abbreviation for Berlin's Tempelhof Airport. Now it's the title of this next tune from Automat.
We'll be right back.
for Aaron Copland No. 2 by Kazakh violinist Ayesha Orazbayeva. From her new album, The Hand Gallery, which she describes as a slow and gradual process of taking apart the violin sound, only for it to come back together at the end. Hopefully you can hear that happening as we play tracks from it throughout this week on Late Junction.
Friday the 7th of March, BBC Radio 3.
At the end of next month, Saturday 29th of March, in fact, Nathaniel Mann triumphantly concludes his 18-month residency at the Pitt Rivers Museum with the world premiere of music written for and performed with custom-made tuned meat cleavers. What else? Here's a little taster for that grand finale performance. Canto de Hia, Song of Sewing, collected by Alan Lomax from Dolores Fernandez of León, Spain in 1952, and it features Nathaniel on scrap wood and his granddad's old meat cleaver.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Come snooping around my door. You just a hound dog. Come snooping around my door. You can wag your tail. Yeah.
Hey now, brother, where are you headed so slow?
Hey now, sister, I'm going to burn down the temple.
Shadow.
The Burning of the Temple. From Cass McComb's Moby Dick of an album, the 22-song cycle that is Big Wheel and Others. Looks like next time he's appearing on these shores is at the Latitude Festival in July, and we'll be there too. Much more on that in the weeks to come. Before Cass McComb's, we heard Hound Dog, played by James Booker. Now, Dr. John called him the best black gay junkie piano player New Orleans has ever produced. And if you missed Joe Boyd's documentary on him, The Black Liberace, on Radio 4 earlier this month, and you're waiting for it to show up in their On Music iPlayer archives, search for the film Bayou Maharaja, The Tragic Genius of James Booker. It will repay a viewing, trust me. Now to one of the jewels in the crown of improvisational music in these islands in the late 20th century, the John Stevens Spontaneous Music Ensemble. John explained their creative process. We had a willow tree in the back garden, and I used to look at the willow tree and the grass and think, well, we could be like this. We could be very close to nature if we learned how to just purely interact.
Thank you. Thank you.
spontaneous music ensemble with the title track of their 1977 album Biosystem. At the time, they were exploring a new personnel and a new sound because John Stevens was very interested in Anton Webern and was leaving jazz on the back burner. So you hardly heard a single horn on that, except for John himself on cornet and, of course, percussion. There was also Nigel Coombs on violin, Roger Smith on guitar, which he had to borrow from somebody because he broke his on the way to that gig, and Colin Wood on cello. In a moment, more 20th century avant-gardery in the form of the first movement of Ligeti's Cello Concerto, performed by Siegfried Palm with Asko Schoenberg Ensemble, directed by Reinbert de Leeuw. But first, Alexander Hawkins from his first solo piano album, Song Singular, which was released yesterday. Here he is flexing his digits and his very healthy Ellington obsession on Take the A-Train. Thank you.
Well, you know I'm all right now. Yes, I am. I'm all right now. Since I fixed it with Jesus, I'm all right now. And he taught me how to walk. And he taught me how to talk. Since I fixed it with Jesus, I'm all right now.
You know, once I was a stranger, I was burned down in the sand. For the Savior came unto me, said, sinner, come on in. He saved my soul from dying. Ever since that day, I've been crying. Since I fixed it with Jesus, then I'm all right.
Well, when I was in trouble, I didn't have no one on my side. But Jesus spoke unto me. He said, I am the truth and the light. If you will take me by my hand, we'll go on home, set out in the promised land.
Converted, I feel all right. Stepped in the water, water was cold. Chilled my body, but not my soul. I said, Father, 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 yeah, I'm all right now. Since I fixed it with Jesus, I'm all right now.
Soul Stirrers, definitely all right now. That's from 1954, and it featured two lead singers, Sam Cooke, the man who was to become a huge star in the secular world of pop and soul, and Julius Cheeks, who wasn't. But he certainly knew his way around the gospel hollering style. And that's almost it for Late Junction tonight. Back tomorrow, of course, and thanks to everyone for all those tweets, particularly those people who trace the connection between Gothic German expressionism and Late Junction. And it's always nice to hear from the president of Brixton. I'm going to leave you with some finger-picking. First of all, a Celtic country styling from a Salt House tune called Katie Krull, and then some Malian finger-style guitar from Habib Keita and Bamada. Good night.
Mande kombe jelle, mande kombe jelle, bamlumyo, yela do dia beno. Mande kombe jelle, mande kombe jelle, bamlumyo, yela do dia beno. Wagiaye mali le toye darapo wagiaye wagiaye mali le toye darapo wagiaye jeunesse le to arime le to sedea o le to arime le to darapo wagiaye Wagiaye mali le toye darapo wagiaye Wagiaye mali le toye darapo wagiaye Mande kombenjele, mande kombenjele, bamlumyo, yela do dia beno. Mande kombenjele, mande kombenjele, bamlumyo, yela do dia beno. Wagiaye mali le toye darapo wagiaye Wagiaye mali le toye darapo wagiaye Wagiaye mali le toye darapo wagiaye Wagiaye mali le toye darapo wagiaye
Thank you. Hello, you're listening to BBC Radio 3. A very warm welcome to Through the Night with me, Katriona Young. The Prague Chamber Orchestra are in action tonight. They were ushering in the final quarter of 2013 with a concert in Prague on October the 1st. Their programme included two homegrown composers, Dvořák and Janáček. They also ventured abroad for Mendelssohn's Italian Symphony and first to Italy itself for a Rossini overture. The Silken Ladder was actually a one-act farce. They were very popular at the time, the performers usually hired for their comic talent first and their singing ability second. Nothing second-rate about the orchestra, though, if they had to find their way around this.
Thank you.
The overture to Rossini's Silken Ladder, Jerzy Pospichal conducting the Prague Chamber Orchestra in a concert in their home city, where they were joined next by the outstanding virtuoso pianist Ivo Kahanek, who's been described as one of the most gifted Czech musicians of his generation. His 19th century Polish equivalent, you could say, was Chopin, who wrote this concerto as a showcase for his own talents when he went on a European concert tour aged 20.